A good example of the practice of the discovery and the teaching and the interpretation of Termas is a figure by the name of Jigme Lingpa, who lived several centuries ago, and claimed to be a reincarnation of Triesong Detsen, who was, of course, Padmasambhava's cohort in the establishment of the monastery at Samye. Like many Nyingma lamas and like many Indian tantric saints, Jigme Lingpa spent many years in meditation, private seclusion in the mountains, and had the experience in his meditation of being visited by many of the important figures in the history of the tradition, including Padmasambhava and Trisong Detsen. In fact, when you read his autobiography, which is quite a wonderful text, actually, and gives you a very vivid account of some of the experiences that he had in his meditation, it's really wonderful to read some of the episodes where he gets up in the morning, he's been meditating all night in his dark cave, and the sun begins to rise on the eastern horizon, and he goes out to greet the dawn. You can imagine, I suppose, after meditating all night long, that your consciousness is in some strange way very much awake and very open to strange experiences, and up the trail in front of him comes a vision of Padmasambhava, who engages him in conversation and talks about how wonderful he is and how important he is in the transmission of this great teaching. Jigme Lingpa had lots of experiences like this and felt that he really was in communication with this ancient tradition of charisma and authority in the formation of Tibetan Buddhism. One of his most important revelations came to him in a dream, when he was transported in the dream down out of Tibet, across the Himalayas, and into the Kathmandu Valley in Nepal, where he visited the Swayambhunath Stupa, one of the great stupas in Kathmandu. While he was there, a heavenly messenger came to him and revealed a text in a form of writing that was impossible for him to understand. So he puzzled over the text. He read it with all of these mysterious little inscriptions, little characters on it. And finally, the heavenly messenger came to him and gave him the key to the code that he could use to unlock and interpret that text. And he did it. It became the beginning of a series of important revelations for him. And eventually, as he translated these and recorded them and dictated them to his disciples and so on, it became the nucleus for a new scriptural tradition in his community. Now, this story about Jigme Lingpa is not by any means an isolated story. There are other important revealers of Termas in the Nyingma tradition, but it is a very important one and quite distinctive, and it tells us a lot about the Nyingma tradition and also, I think, quite a bit about Tibetan Buddhism in general. First of all, Nyingma and Tibetan Buddhism, to a large degree, are traditions founded on meditative experience. It's clear that that's the foundation of the authority of Jigme Lingpa. He was there in the mountains, and he was there for a long time. And while he was there, he had some strong experiences that affirmed not only the depth of his own meditation and his own realization, but his connection to this long lineage of teaching that took him all the way back to Padmasambhava, and through Padmasambhava, of course, to the ancient Buddhas of the Indian tradition. In this sense, Nyingma is probably the Tibetan tradition that comes closest to the pure transmission of the tantric impulse from Tibet. Jigme Lingpa didn't study, or at least he didn't study in any important way in any sophisticated monasteries. He wasn't a great student of philosophy. Most of what we talked about a couple of lectures ago when we talked about the different schools of Buddhist philosophy would have been pretty unfamiliar to him. He wasn't a scholar. His charisma and his power were established by the vividness and the plausibility of his own personal vision, came from his own meditation. The Nyingma tradition still maintains this character today. It appeals to people precisely because it puts its feet down on direct personal experience. But the Nyingma tradition and the story of Jigme Lingpa also convey the ancient Buddhist respect for scriptural transmission. We've talked about this a lot, actually, in the lectures that we've shared together on the history of Buddhism. Jigme Lingpa's authority may have been founded on personal experience.